In. From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran. Topping our report this hour, it's day two of the dock workers' strike at a number of major ports along the Gulf and East Coasts, causing disruptions to the movement of goods. Workers spent yesterday on the picket lines at Port Newark and insist they'll stay there as long as it takes. The union that reps dock workers is looking for higher wages and a ban on port automation that they say threaten their jobs. Governor Phil Murphy says he hopes the two sides can return to the bargaining table as soon as possible. In a message obtained by New Jersey 101.5 from the owner of the home whose profanity-laced Kamala Harris sign was burned last month, he's offering forgiveness for whoever did it.
Homeowner Robert Kaczynski says if the culprit rings his doorbell and apologizes, the contrition will be accepted and no charges will be pressed. He also says the vulgar sign will be retired. A new sign with a positive message of his choosing would go up until the election, which would be repainted by the newly repentant. Kaczynski added that the offer is non-negotiable and expires 1 week from its post date of October 1st. He added that, quote, forgiveness is more powerful than hate. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is pushing proposed legislation that would allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in their school board elections. Murphy says local school board elections directly impact the day-to-day lives of 16 and 17-year-old students, and there's an opportunity to instill in them the lifelong value of voting. The legislation right now is sitting in a committee, and it's unclear when it will come up again for discussion. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Mandy Cohen explains its importance.
Remember, taking steps to stay healthy can reduce your risk of developing breast cancer and increase your chances of surviving if you ever face this battle.
According to New Jersey Department of Health, breast cancer is the second leading cause of death due to cancer among women in the state. The CDC says the risk of breast cancer increases with age, with about 83% of breast cancer diagnoses each year among women aged 50 and older. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. How much longer will this nice weather last? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, partly to mostly cloudy for tonight. Passing sprinkle. We'll have lows in the middle and upper 50s. Areas of morning fog for tomorrow, then partly sunny with a nice afternoon. Highs in the low and mid-70s, mostly clear tomorrow night, down in the mid-50s. Areas of fog again late tomorrow night into Friday morning, then partly sunny. Highs in the low and mid-70s, and it stays dry over the weekend with some sunshine. I'm meteorologist John Fear.
What are we looking at? 63 degrees in Union, 64 degrees in Long Branch, 63 degrees Vineland. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.